Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Farmers this time of year are trying to get numerous things accomplished and are doing it at breakneck speed. Several critical tasks need to be completed on the clock, and Extension educator Amy Timmerman encourages farmers not to get in such a rush as to disregard safety issues. She offers a few tips to get things done quickly but safely.
So probably one of the first things when we look at harvest safety is just slowing down. And that's not just for our farmers, but that's everybody on the road. We're in a hurry. We want to get where we're going, whether we're late for a ball game or whatever the situation is. We have slow moving traffic, combines, tractors. They can only go so fast. So being patient and kind and waiting for them. But even as us as farmers trying to get our combines and everything to the field and getting everything done before the weather changes, we sometimes get in a rush too. So slow down, take your time. But when you're on the road, I don't care who you are, make sure you're signaling correctly, making sure that you're not looking at devices. It doesn't take very long to go 100 feet or a quarter of a mile when the tractor in front of you can only go 15 miles per hour and you're going 65, 70. It's a blink of an eye. Then the other big thing for all of our producers that are moving equipment, if you can, try to not do it during those high traffic times, so when we know the kids are going to and from school. Also, try to avoid dusk because it's hard to see. Make sure you have all your flashers on and just take your time is my biggest thing when it comes to road safety and harvest right now. So grain storage as a whole, when we're looking at, as we're putting it on those grain carts, they're heavy loads. Making sure we're trying to make sure those loads are even. And as if we're on uneven terrain, making sure we're taking that turn correctly so we don't overload it or tip the grain cart or the trucks or any component like that. Now, once we get to where we're going to store the grain, whether it's a grain bin, harvest store, open pit, be aware of where those augers are at. Be aware of PTO shafts in particular. Make sure we don't get loose lying equipment in there. If we run into situations in grain bins and we need to climb in there because something isn't going right, please, please, please do not go in there by yourself. That needs to be a two-person team because that grain can shift very quickly. You can be entrapped. And if you have nobody with you, they don't know it. And in all reality, if you're going to climb in the bin, the recommendation is that you have a safety harness on as you go into those bins. That way, if we do have a collapse, we have a way to pull you out of that bin. The other big components, think about where all the safety equipment is at, where is electrical shutdowns. If for some odd reason the sweeper arms aren't working right, the PTO shafts or the augers aren't working correctly, know how to turn those off quickly and rapidly. And the other one with when we're looking at grain bins and all the augers, the one thing a lot of guys don't want to talk about is hearing protection. It is loud. It is extremely loud. Trying to wear some type of ear protection is really critical. I'm really going to advise if you have your kids or grandkids out there working, helping you out, 8, 9, 10 years old, we really need to be protecting their ears because they only get that hearing once and we don't want them saying what at the age of 15 nearly as much as possible. So those are some steps around the grain bin that we want to take into consideration as we go through the harvest season.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.